Changing minds, one thought at a time.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Atina Finch.
And good evening. This is Jessica. Thank you for calling in today.
And today we'll be talking about putting your purpose into action. This is a great topic because, you know, the other week we did a topic on what is your purpose. And a lot of people are searching for their purpose, but there are people that have found their purpose and they're at the point where they're saying, now what? So we're going to answer that question today. What do we do once we've found our purpose? How do we put it in action? How do we become the person that we're going to be? How do we become the person that is meeting their full potential? Today, me and Jessica are going to really just get into deep about how we found our purpose and how we put it into action. Jessica, can you tell us about when you found your purpose and how you started putting it into action?
Sure. So, you know, and I've spoken about this before, and many, many people may know, for me, my purpose is to achieve freedom. For me, just freedom is so important. And for me, freedom means the ability to be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want. And I know that sounds like, well, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to sit in bed and watch TV all day? Of course not. You know, for me, it means that I'm not constrained by resources, and I don't have any obligations that I don't choose to have. And for me, that's what freedom really is. And when I decided, okay, my purpose was freedom, you know, be it freedom of health, be it financial freedom, I decided that, you know what, I need a plan to get those things. And, you know, the first step when you have your purpose is you need to evaluate your current situation. So for me, you know, I wanted freedom of health, I wanted freedom of finances, I wanted freedom of time. Well, I had to take a good hard look at, well, what does my life currently look like? What is my financial situation? What is my health? And what is my time like? And when I was able to take a good, honest look at where I was, I started to realize why I didn't have that freedom in the first place, why this was a goal or a purpose as opposed to what I was currently living. And, you know, I wanted to say, taking a look at where you are, that can be really, really scary. You know, a lot of people are afraid to look at their current situation. And I'm really speaking of a place of integrity because I was really in that situation myself. And, you know, for me, when I was a kid, my mother used to always tell me to clean my bedroom. And I had a trundle bed underneath I had a day bed and had a trundle bed underneath it. So I never wanted to clean the bedroom. So whatever my mom told me to clean, I would take the trundle bed out, I would put everything underneath the bed, and I'd put the trundle bed back. And she'd come in and, you know, she said, would look, and okay, the room was clean, and I'd be able to go outside and play. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that habit of just sticking things underneath the bed, you know, it wound up kind of coming into my adulthood. And, you know, when I was really forced to look at my situation, I was scared. You know, I was afraid, and I delayed it for a long time because I didn't want to know where it was. I didn't want to know where I was. I was afraid of what I would find out. And, you know, I just want to say to everyone who has been in that situation, who is currently today saying, I have my purpose, I'm ready to make a plan, but I'm kind of afraid to get started, you know, it's usually not as bad as you think it is. And that's what I learned when I looked at my situation is I thought I was just in this terrible place, and I had so much fear and so much anxiety, and it affected my health, and it affected my well-being, and it affected my relationships, you know, it affected my performance with my friends and my job and everything. And once I was able to have that peace of mind of at least knowing where I was, it just was such a relief, and I really do wish I would have taken that look sooner. So, you know, you have to first evaluate, you know, where are you? When you're evaluating where you are, I encourage you to look at more than one facet of your life. You know, for me, I think this is really important that everyone starts off by evaluating your health. What kind of lifestyle are you living? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you working 70 hours a week and running yourself thin? You know, I have a friend, and she's a very successful woman, and she called me into the other day, and she said, oh, I'm just so tired, and I'm sleeping 3-4 hours a night. And I said, girl, listen, how long do you think you can do that? Like, I understand you're having success, and yes, you know what, it's dedication to get up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning every day, and yes, I know you're getting your work done, but you know what, you can't do that forever. Your body is going to start shutting down. It's going to catch up for you. It's going to catch up with you. And I said, you need to stop. You can't run on that little bit of sleep. You have to take care of your body. Look at your exercising. Are you taking time every day to exercise? And, you know, I had this debate the other day with someone who I said, you know, if you're not exercising, you're not healthy. And, you know, people want to say, oh, yes, I am, or maybe I'm not ready to exercise. But the truth is, like, if you're not actually putting time to keep your body healthy, you can't do what you want to do. You know, eventually it's going to catch up with you. You're either paying for it now or you're paying for it later. But, you know, you need to make sure that your choices are good for your body. You know, we only have one body. It is our duty to take care of it. You know, I believe my body is the temple of God, and he entrusted it to me, and he's living inside of it, and therefore I want to keep it clean. I want to keep it healthy, and I want to make good decisions about what I'm eating. And, you know, if you put junk in your body, you're going to get a poor results from your body. Your body's not going to serve you the way that it would. You know, look at your situation with finances. Are you saving money? Are you spending more money than you're making? Are you investing money? Or is your money working for you in a way that it's helping you? You know, all these things are really important to look at and analyze when you're getting ready to find, you know, to really make a plan of action. Akina, what did you think about that? I mean, before you made your plan of action, I know we're going to talk a lot about today about how to actually kind of draw up and then to start to implement a plan of action. You know, what did you have to do when you had to look at your situation to kind of figure out where you were?
Well, my goal is to be an educator and to serve the world through knowledge. And when I started my journey in my doctorate, I thought I was going to start a virtual charter school. That was my goal, and I was going to get this degree, and I was going to be able to make everything happen. But during the time while I was in school, I found research on learning styles and how everybody learned differently. And I realized that I'd rather teach than be an administrator. And I was like, okay. So I had to evaluate that. If I opened up a charter school, yes, I'd be helping people, but I would spend more time in the administrative role than in the teaching role, versus if I became a professor for a university, I would teach most of the time and then have less time in the administrative role. So that's how I decided that I was going to become a professor, because I realized teaching gave me life. I loved being with the students. I loved when the light bulb came on. I loved when they came back at me with interesting questions and ideas, and I loved when I gave them something that could take them and improve them in their real world and into their future. And when I decided go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just, but I think it's so great about what you're saying right now is that, you know, what you really realize is that even though you were successful and you had this idea of what you wanted to do, you know, it wasn't serving your purpose, and it had to go. It had to change. And I think that's really great. That's a great point that you bring up, that sometimes even if our circumstances seem like they're good and they're moving us in a direction that may seem positive, you know, for example, you know, if it's leading you to a place where you might make more money or that you might, you know, have some form of external reward for what you're doing, if it's not serving your purpose, if it's not taking you closer to what you want, it may not be a good choice, even if it seems like in the short term it's going to bring you a more immediate and positive benefit. Is that your experience with that situation?
Yes. You know, I learned from education that money's not everything. I mean, I have worked from K through 12 all the way to higher ed. And there's not a lot of resources and there's not a lot of things you can pull from, but it gives you other skills. It gives you creativity. It gives you innovation. It gives you freedom. It gives you, you know, the ability to take little and make much. And the students will pick up on that, too. They'll pick up that you just changed a mustard seed into a tree, you know, and they'll see that they can do the same thing in their everyday life. And that's what's motivating about the whole situation once you get into your purpose and once you put it into action. Once you are working in your purpose, then others will be impacted and helped by your purpose. And when you are truly in your purpose and you realize that money's not everything, time's not everything, but when your time is quality and all your values are fulfilled, that's when you have hit golden.
Yeah, I think you bring up some really great points. Yeah, I definitely do. And I think, you know, what you really are kind of talking about is something that I'm really big on, and that's that, you know, if you want to have an external change in your life, the change first has to come from you. And you need to first change the inside before you can make any sort of change on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of that comes to a mindset change. Like, you know, you said for you, it was understanding for you, money and time wasn't everything. And, you know, that may be different for another person. You know, I said from the very beginning, well, what I'm looking for is financial freedom. You know, I want to be able to do what I want to do. I want to be able to help people. And for me, you know, I know that a poor person can't help another poor person. So, you know, I want to be able to travel and to go to different places and to help people all around the world. Well, I can't do that if I'm not able to achieve a bigger finance. So, you know, I think that it's under that, you know, what you're saying is really great, that people need to understand and they need to figure out when they're finding out their purpose is what is important to them. And that's really a big part of what your purpose is. But then, you know, and I, you know, you said something great. You said that once you did that, then you started to really change the way you felt. And I think that it's very important. A lot of times people kind of have things backwards. They think that, you know, in order for them to have some sort of success or they, in order for them to have some sort of happiness or whether it's money or whether it's being a motivational inspirational speaker, whether or not it's being an effective educator, you know, before you can have those things, you first have to be that person. And that's what it really came down to for me is, you know, once I evaluated my situation and I said, okay, this is where I am, I needed to also take a look and said, who am I being? You know, where do I show up? You know, how do I interact with others? What do others think of me when I'm interacting them? You know, in relationships, what kind of person am I showing up? What am I bringing to a relationship? And, you know, that's when I really realized that, okay, you know what, in the areas of my life that were not effective, it's because I wasn't being the person that I needed to be to get the results that I wanted to have. And that's when I said, okay, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to write down, and we've talked about this, like affirmations, you know, writing down who is it that you want to be, who is it you need to be. You know, I want to be happy. You know, so I wrote down, I am happy. You know, I am successful. I am positive. You know, I am energetic. I am loving. I am nurturing. And then I started to live into those principles. I started to be that person who is loving and who is outgoing and friendly and who is honest and who is authentic and who has integrity. I started to live that into that type of persona. When I did that, I was able to do more to take me towards my goal because people and resources start showing up into your life. You start attracting, you know, people that you need or resources you need or opportunities that you need to start putting your purpose into action. And it's really about, like I said, being that person. So for me, you know, I wanted to be healthy. Well, I could sit here and tell him blue in the face and say, okay, well, I want to be healthy. But I decided, you know, I decided from my mindset, I'm going to embrace that. You know, I saw myself as a person who was healthy. So I got up every morning and I started my day with meditation. You know, and every morning I still start my day with meditation. You know, I decided, okay, you know what, if I want to be healthy, I stopped eating a lot of the things that I was eating that were not good for my body. You know, you can't have a certain idea of who you want to be and then take actions that are contrary to who that person is. You know, I wasn't exercising when I started to exercise. You know, I was doing things like drinking on a regular basis, and I never wouldn't say I ever had a problem with alcohol, but I live in New York, and, you know, like many people who, you know, you finish work and you don't want to go home and you don't want to have to cook, and it's so tempting to just go to happy hour and have, you know, a beer and hot wings every night because it's on happy hour special and it's the cheapest thing you can eat and it tastes good and you're with friends and you're socializing. But is that going to take you to your goals? So it's really about being the person that you need to be to achieve what you want to achieve. So that's kind of like, I think, where you start off, is that you have your first step. Step number one is, you know, first you figure out, where am I? How am I showing up? Step two, you realize, who do I need to be in order to actually really live into the purpose that I want to have? And then step three is you start to be that person. Now, step three, it takes a long time. You know, for me, to be honest, it's still an evolving process. You know, if I was already that person completely, you know, I would have completely achieved all of my goals already, right? I would be living my purpose. And I'm in the process of becoming that person. Every day I take, you know, steps towards it, and every day that I'm working towards it, I'm becoming closer to the ideal person I want to be. And I think that's important that we really talk about that, because, you know, a lot of times, people like us, people who are motivated and inspired and want to better themselves, you know, we're doing things all the time. Like, we're reading different trade magazines, you know, whether it's Entrepreneur Magazine or whether or not it's, you know, The Economist, where we're paying attention to what's going on in the world. We're doing seminars. You know, I listen to different affirmations or podcasts every single day. I do audiobooks all the time. I probably spend more money than I do on Audible on my food budget. I mean, you know, we're constantly trying to better ourselves. And a lot of times, you know, we'll come back from an event maybe that we went to very inspired, and all of a sudden we're just changing this in a really positive way, this aspect of our personality. And, you know, we read this book and it's like, oh, okay, you know what, this is amazing. I'm going to implement this into action, and we do. But then all of a sudden, like, time goes by and we just forget. And then it's so easy to kind of hate on ourselves and realize, oh, my goodness, I made these mistakes. I said I wasn't going to do this, and I didn't do it. Or, you know, I said I wasn't going to use the word never or can't, and I did it for 3 days, and then I just forgot because I was tired. And, it's okay. Like, it's okay. We have to come from a place of forgiveness for ourselves and realize that, you know, while you're developing that person, you know, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it, because I know I make mistakes all the time. And when I do, I own up to them, and I try to learn from them, and I move on. So, you know, now we have, okay, we have our step one, we have our step two, we have our step three. Well, now what do? You know, now, okay, you know what, I figured out where I am, I figured out who I need to be, I kind of have an idea, I've already started living into that, you know, person that I need to be. I'm already educating myself. I've gotten the books. I've gotten the podcast. I've written the affirmations. I've done my meditations. I decided to get healthy. And, you know, and I keep bringing up healthy. You know, you need to be healthy. If you want to try to improve your lifestyle, if you'd like to achieve something, you are no good to yourself or to anyone else if you are not able to really, if your body's not functioning the way God created it to function. You know, you owe it to yourself to wake up and feel the best that you can every day and to go to bed feeling the best you can every day. So, you know, and I think that's just super important. But, you know, then we come to the fourth step. And the fourth step is where we have our plan of action. You know, Akina, I know that you've looked at starting businesses before. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever heard of, or have you ever tried to start a business without any sort of business plan?
No. No.
No. Well, why not?
Planning is the foundation.
Mm-hmm. So do you think if you had this really fantastic idea, you know, and I actually had this idea that I actually wound up working on patenting a few years ago, and it seems kind of silly, but I have pet guinea pigs, and I love my guinea pigs, and, you know, I like to have them out of the cage. But the problem with guinea pigs is they kind of go to the bathroom a lot. It's not like a dog where, you know, you have to take them outside every couple hours. They do their business often. And I really wanted to have my guinea pig on my lap while I was watching TV, but every 3-5 minutes I was running back and forth and putting him in his cage to do his business and take him back out. And I said, you know what? I find this need. I think we need guinea pig diapers. So I made my guinea pig a diaper, and then a friend of mine said, hey, this is a great idea. You should try to patent. So I applied for a patent, and I went to get an investor, and I said, oh, you know, I have this guinea pig diaper, and I'd like you to invest in my business and sell guinea pig diapers. And he looked at me and said, okay, well, where's your business plan? And I was like, my plan is to make guinea pig diapers and to sell them. And he says, okay, but where's your plan? Like, how do you plan to do it? I said, well, I'm going to make the diapers and I'm going to sell them, and then I'm going to make money that way. And he just kind of looked at me like I was crazy, and I was young at the time and I didn't really know any better, but I had no plan. And, of course, it never happened because I never had taken the time to outline the steps necessary to make it happen. And, you know, it's the same thing for us, for our purpose. You know, if you have a purpose, don't think that just because you're meditating, just because you put pretty pictures up onto your wall that you look at, that you can stare at them every day and this magically the universe is going to send things your way. No, we do attract things in our life, but we attract them by focusing on what we want and taking the action to take steps towards our goal. And before you figure out what that action is, you need to have a plan. You need to figure it out. You need to get a schedule. You need to write down, what do I need to do to make this happen? You know, for me, I said I want to have financial freedom. Well, I needed to get out of debt first. So I made a list and said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is where my situation is. These are the bills that I have that I can't pay right now or that I have outstanding balances on. I said, okay, I'm going to pay this much towards this bill every month. And you know what? And if I want financial freedom, well, I need multiple streams of income. So I'm going to open a second business. I'm going to find another way to bring in more income. I had a plan. And then all of a sudden, very quickly, things started falling into place, and I started to actually be able to do the things that I wanted to do. You know, I said, okay, I want to get healthy. Well, I actually wrote it out. I made a contract, and I printed up that contract, and I signed it in front of a friend, and I told my friend, I need you to be my witness. I need you to sign this. And then I mailed myself a contract, and I mailed it to my friend, and I said, I need you to hold me accountable. But I had a plan. My plan was I was going to meditate every morning. You know, my plan was I was going to take my vitamins every day. You know, my plan was that I was going to exercise, you know, do cardio 6 days a week. You know, my plan was, okay, I'm going to eliminate these things from my diet. You know, my plan was to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to allow myself to cheat on these days, or I'm going to allow myself to cheat with these foods and to this extent. And, you know, I had a plan, okay, I'm going to buy these foods. I'm going to eat these foods. And then I wrote them down on a shopping list, and I went to the store and I bought those things. You know, I had very concrete steps that I started to take in order to make my dreams come true, in order to make that my reality. And the truth is, it really worked. You know, today, like, you know, I'm running half marathons, and I'm feeling much better, and I sleep much better. Well, why? Because I made a lifestyle change, but mostly because I had a plan, and then I was able to implement that plan.
That is so awesome, Jessica. You know, my plan was kind of the same. I decided I wanted to be a professor. Well, in school, we're taught that professors teach, publish, and consult. So I had to decide where I'm going to fall. So when I decided I wanted to publish, of course, I needed to research the journals that I was going to publish in. I had to research the different types of articles that are already out, so that I could bring value to the information that was already in the community. I had to go out and find other colleagues that were writing in that same realm so that we could come together and maybe collaborate. Then, of course, when I decided that I wanted to teach, I had to research the school. What school had my background in my field? Who needed me? what did I need to have in order to become a teacher. I had to get my CV together. I had to get cover letters together. I had to get extra transcripts because everybody wanted your transcript. Had to have a writing sample for some of them, you know, because publishing in some universities are a requirement. And, you know, I really had to get all that together. Then, of course, the best thing I did was I got a mentor. You know, we want to work smarter, not harder. So we were talking to somebody. Yes, because when we are talking to somebody who's already been there, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We don't need to, you know, burn the same bridges. You know, we can come over it, you know, smoother than the last. And then, of course, I became a mentor as well because I don't believe in taking in without giving back. So when I saw people who were at the beginning stage where I may have been in the middle, I would start mentoring to them and letting them know how I made it to the middle so that they could at least make it to where I was. And then I would connect them with my mentor or other mentors in their field so that they could go on to the next step. You know, we always want to elevate others while we're on our journey as well. We never want to just take. We want to give back as well. What do you think about that,
Jessica? Yeah, and, you know, this quote comes to my mind, and honestly, I forget who says it, but, you know, who said it, you know, initially, but they said, you know, if you help enough people get what they want, eventually you're going to get what you want. And I think you're absolutely right. Like, you know, it's really about giving back, and it's really about just, you know, being a person of integrity. You know, when we're saying to make a plan to try and get ahead, you know, you need to make sure that plan is a plan where, you know, you are approaching the world with integrity. You're putting love into the world. Don't try to do it at somebody else's expense. You know, I had, like, at that time, like, a colleague who, you know, wanted to, I guess, in such, if she would have increased, she would get, you know, an increased number of working hours if she were to make other therapists in the office look bad. You know, I work as a teacher, a home provider for teacher children with special needs. And, you know, sometimes we don't have a ton of hours. And, you know, people think that if you come into the office with a competitive spirit that they're going to get ahead. Well, the truth is it doesn't work. You know, you want to, like you said, you collaborated with other professionals. You want to make sure that you're really approaching your plan through collaboration, through love, and really just, you know, focusing on making your life and making the world a better place. You know, and I think, you know, I know that our time is almost up, and we really kind of spent a lot of time today trying to figure out, well, how do we kind of, what do we need to do really the steps before the plan? And, you know, we didn't really talk a lot about actually writing and implementing the plan, and I think we're going to have to reserve that for another day. But, you know, real quick, if you are at that stage, you've already done the things we're talking about, I'm going to tell you how to write it down. You know, write it down. Find an accountability partner. That could be putting it on your social media, put it on Facebook, by this day I'm going to do this. It could be, you know, telling your friends, you know, or getting an accountability partner. I had a person sign my contract with me. You know, I said I was going to run the marathon. Well, it wasn't really real in my head until I put it on Facebook. I'm going to run a marathon. And you know what? Then I signed up for a marathon because my friends were like, hey, you're running the marathon. And I'm like, yeah, I need to find a marathon to run. You know, so that's going to make a really big difference. I know next week we're actually going to be talking about something that I think is going to be really beneficial when you get to this stage in your process, and that's, you know, do you let your past refine you or define you? You know, and a lot of us are, as we're going through this stage, we're going to be held back by failures of the past, by things other people told us that we believe to be true that are not positive and are not helping us get into this plan. So, you know, I know we're really going to have to wrap up this call. We're right at the end of our time limit. But, you know, stay in tune next week and as we really kind of delve more into this topic. And I'm looking forward to that, Akina. I know it's going to be really an exciting call next week.
Yes, it is. And I'm looking forward to it as well. We're going to really get deep into, you know, realizing that the past is just a story. It's not a roadblock. So thank you, everyone, for calling in
Thanks, everyone, for calling in. I'm sorry we ran out of time tonight. We didn't get to really I think, really get into the meat and bones. But stay tuned next week. We're going to be there. You know, listen to our podcast. If you are not caught up to date on our podcast, you can find us on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Black Chat Radio. We're on Facebook, you know, Changing Minds Online, our website. Check out our blog. Everything is there. So stay in touch. Feel free to write on our blog, write on our site. Tell us how things are going, how it's working with your purpose, and we can't wait to keep discussing this topic and getting further into this next week. Thanks, everyone. Have a great night. God bless. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.